I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The air over many farmlands in West Virginia this weekend will be filled with shotgun pellets, and the first guns of the fall will echo off the hillsides. It is the first hunting seasons of the year are ready to open. More on it in a moment.
You wouldn't expect your child to jump on a bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
The morning dove season in West Virginia opens at noon this Saturday. This traditional season holds a great allure to sportsmen who've been waiting patiently over the hot summer months to start winding down. For the DNR, the anticipation's been mounting as well, as two key dove areas are now being readied for opening day.
The tractors have been going for a week and a half now, and they'll keep rolling all the way up until Friday. Disking, cutting buckwheat and winter wheat. Our buckwheat and winter wheat didn't do very good this year because of the dry weather we had early. But the plantings that we're doing now and the disking of the ground, and then we're cutting a lot of foxtail and German millet. Down at Green Bottom, they got some sunflowers and corn.
That's the McClinic and Green Bottom Wildlife Management Areas. They are managed for doves and other wildlife as well, but they are two of the only farm game habitat areas managed by the DNR. Game biologist Tom Dodson says for the moment, there aren't very many doves there.
Don't have very many doves right now. There's a few around, but not very many at all. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, because they show up 2 weeks before the season comes in. You can bet your bottom dollar they won't be here when the season comes in. So the later we can cut and continue to cut, the greater the chances that there's going to be a lot of birds around to hunt.
Bud Dodson says if the doves don't show up, that doesn't necessarily mean they did something wrong. That's Mother Nature's call.
Because of the amount that we plant on McClinic and Green Bottom, we get a little more consistency. However, a lot of people get used to coming to these places year after year, and there will be years when they're not going to get much shooting done. And there will be years when the sky gets black with doves. And a lot of times they'll say, well, the state didn't do this and the state didn't do that. Well, we've been doing the same thing for 30-some years now. and it just depends on the animals and the weather patterns. The birds, whether they're, they could get up and decide to move just on a low-pressure system. Moving through.
Once again, the season will open at noon statewide on Saturday for the first of the state's fall hunting seasons, that of the morning dove. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.